Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy weekend to you, Flathead Valley and beyond. I've got a series that we're kicking off here that is all of the above: inspiration, education, and information. And I think it's appropriate because we've spent, let's just call it 2 years, in a whirlwind market. And now most professionals are admitting and even encouraging us to think that this market is shifting, because it is. It's shifting. Let's say it's tapering off, if you will. Are prices still up? Well, yeah, they're up over 2 and 3 years ago, for sure. Are they tapering off? Yes. In fact, statistically and accurately, we are seeing more price reductions and price corrections than we have in the last 2 years. So yes, friends, things are tapering off. If you will, picture a staircase, okay? You've got a rise and a run. Rise is when that stair goes up. A run is when it's flat. So you're going to, as you're walking up or down your stairs, you're going to be stepping on the runs. Well, right now we are on the run of the escalation. So if you were to back up far enough from a staircase, it's going to look like a line going up. However, if you zoom in, if you get close, it's actually little micro stairs. And so we're on a run. How long of a run? I don't know. I don't have that crystal ball. I'm just telling you where we are right now. And that being said, though, I thought it was appropriate to, I don't know, talk to a segment of the market that probably found some pain in being in this market, and that is the first-time buyers. So was it possible? Were they able to buy a home? You as a realtor, you probably knew that it was a little bit tricky, and I want to talk to a couple of you. You as a buyer, you probably experienced multiple offers and losing a lot of times before finally winning, and we want to talk about that too. So the Flathead Home Show is found on Facebook, facebook.com, and then find, search the Flathead Home Show. You'll see our logo. You'll see our shows. I want to hear from you. You can message us there, or you can just comment on the shows and just wave your hand and say, I have a story, and then we'll find you. So listen, before I get to my first guest here, who's actually a very special guest. In fact, it's his radio debut.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy and Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Friends, you've heard me mention his name because he is really the brains and the genius behind this show. Matt Desch, welcome. You didn't have to come far to get on this show, did you?
No, I didn't. But thanks for having me, Justin.
He just swung his captain's chair around and said, fine, I'll turn this microphone on.
I don't know about being the brains of the show. I'm more the button pusher.
The brawns?
You're the brains behind the show. I'm the button pusher.
Well, you know what? The button pusher is a very vital part of the show. So Matt, now I know you're a homeowner.
Yeah.
You live here in Kalispell.
I do. We live on the west side of Kalispell off a 3 mile drive.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, as they say, the west side's the best side.
That's right.
I actually live near you. You know, I'm on the west side
as
well.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to me about that. Now I know, let's say here, friends, for those of you expecting Matt to have this great, Braveheart style story, like I bought in 2021 and it was crazy and I had to beat people up. No, that's not true. Matt has already been a homeowner. However, is the home that you're in now, was that your first home?
Yeah, it is actually our first home. We got it in 2008, 2009. We actually did the self-help housing program.
Yep. Okay.
Where you build your house with 8 other families.
Yeah.
Because that's the situation we were in at that time. And we were recommended to it by a friend that did the program. And
fantastic.
She talked us into it and we went for it. And we spent a year and a half out there every weekend, pounding nails.
Yeah.
Doing walls, doing the flooring, doing windows, doing doors, the roof, everything. I mean, it was insane.
So how did that feel when you're finally done?
It felt really good because we built 8 homes in, I don't know, like 14 months or something that. It was insane.
So now when you are in your home and you're in the living room and you're looking at the wall, you remember when that wall was studs, right?
Yes. Yeah. We know what's behind the wall. We know the insulation. We know where all the wires are. We know where all the pipes are.
Yeah.
So if anything goes wrong, we know, hey, that's because there's something behind that wall. We know how to get to it.
We know how to get to it. We know where the wiring is. Yeah,
that's right.
That's fantastic. Right. So if I go to your house, I'll be able to tell which walls you built and which walls your wife built.
Yeah,
the ones that are crooked.
Mine are all crooked. Hers are all straight.
That's cool. What an experience.
Yeah, it was crazy experience. We were out there, throughout the winter every weekend.
Yeah.
No matter the temperature, if it was too cold out, we'd work inside on one of the houses. And when the weather got nice, we were working outside on one of the other houses. And we had family help us out with the houses because we got to get it in a certain number of hours and everything. Yep. And
Now, are these homes all kind of near each other? Like, are your neighbors?
They're all on the same street. Yeah, there's eight of us. There's actually only three of us left from the original build.
Oh, okay.
So other people had to move for some reason, or they wanted to go live out in the country more, so they moved on. But so there's three of us still together, and we still talk to each other. And
everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Because there's sweat equity on your behalf in their home, too.
Yeah, there is, exactly.
Yeah.
And in fact, a home next to us sold within the last few months, and the new homeowner there saw me outside, and he's like, "Hey, I'm trying to get my sprinklers to work. Do you have any idea?"
And you're like, "As a matter of fact, I do.
I know exactly where to turn them on at. Let's go in your utility room. We'll find it."
Yeah, and you know his house better than he does.
Yeah, exactly. I helped build it. So yeah,
he's like, "Listen, man, I know."
Yeah,
that's
it
cool.
It was fun.
Way to be a great neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
try to be.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, Matt, as you know, we've got to take a quick break because here you are pushing buttons.
That's right.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, though, I want to talk to you a little bit more about what that has meant and what that has done for you as a homeowner and as a family in the community. And actually, perhaps why you haven't moved yet, because you're defying the odds.
Yes, we are.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha, in the studio as every weekend. Matt Desch also, though, with the microphone this time. So we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. So listen, this weekend, we're kicking off a new series, and we're talking to the first-time home buyers, particularly those who bought during the last couple of years. However, prior to bringing on all of these great guests that we have planned and those that have shared with me that they have either helped somebody buy a home or they bought a home, I wanted to pay great tribute to the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Desch. And so this man pushes the buttons every weekend. This man is behind the design of the show, and I've been working now for, gosh, over 3 years.
Yeah, it's been at least 3 years. Yeah, for sure.
So it's pretty cool. And what I've learned in the last segment, for those of you who missed, you're going to have to go to the Flathead Home Show on Facebook and click on the, or go to KJJR.com and find the episode and listen to it. Matt and his crew, his family, you were a large part of building your home.
Yeah, we did the self-help housing program in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
I think we were the only ones building in the Valley at that time because of the housing crisis
back then. Yeah.
And it was a process. I mean, we were out there every weekend busting our butt, getting our houses built.
Now, were you in an apartment or what were you doing?
We were in a 2-bedroom apartment, over by the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And get this, Justin, the rent was $450 a month.
Whoa. Whoa. You ever play the game Monopoly?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you start on that first road and you can actually buy, I think, the first property for like $50.
$50, yep.
Yeah. Except for if you go the opposite way, there's Boardwalk for 10 times the price.
Exactly.
You know, I wonder if sometimes the makers of Monopoly were thinking, because the squares are the same exact size.
That's true.
Yeah. Each square is the same exact size.
Yep.
I wonder if instead of it being like in terms of location, it's actually terms of time. Like Boardwalk is really just Baltic Avenue like 10 years later.
True. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So that's funny. $450 is your rent.
Yeah. It was nice because we were married and we were just starting out in our careers and just getting started. And it was the perfect spot for us.
So what was the motivation behind buying the home?
We just wanted to be in a home. We were tired of being in an apartment. We had some noisy neighbors at times that moved in and out.
Time to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to
now, did you have a family adults. Yet at this time?
We had our son. Yeah. Our son was 3 years old when we started the process.
Okay, so, cool.
And we wanted a house for our kid. And,
and
that's been one of the biggest motivations to have a house is because for your family, you want a yard for your kid to play in. And we ended up in the West Valley School District, which is awesome.
Nice. That's a nice area.
That's one of the reasons why we stayed where we are.
Yeah.
It's because we love that school.
You knew I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, historically, people move. They at least thinking about moving every 3 years.
Okay.
Now that number, that the range, the most popular time frame is between 3 and 7. So if you split the difference and you just say every 5 years people are moving, however, about every 3 years, the light bulb kind of starts to shine. People are like, oh, I wonder what it's like across the valley, or I wonder what it's like to live on 5 acres or whatever it may be. I wonder what my house is worth.
Yeah.
You know, 7 years, it's like, oh gosh, you should pack your bags, get out of here. Well, gosh, you guys have been there for what, 13 years?
13 years, yeah. Yes. And we really love the house. We love the location. We like our neighborhood, and our yard is just the right size. It takes about 40 minutes to mow the grass.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's right.
Not too big.
Yeah.
It's still a great neighborhood to live in, and we just really like that part of town. We're close to the bypass. We can go in and out anywhere we want to go really quick.
I trust that you're not hanging on to that same mortgage. Did you refi at some
point? Yeah, we refinanced a couple of years after we were living there, and we lowered our interest rate. And we got into that house, actually, around $165,000 back in.
Oh, good.
Four-bedroom, two-bath.
Yeah. Also a price that is no longer
exists.
That price is no longer. We buried that a long time ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here, let me ask you this, without sharing too much. Is it a three-bedroom?
Four-bedroom.
Four-bedroom. Wow. So four-bedroom that probably rent for about $2,500, maybe even more. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Probably close to.
That's way more than my mortgage.
Whoa. That was my question, you know, because here's the thing, friends. If you're in that rental world, you know, a large motivator or a large reality behind purchasing the home is so that you can start building that personal wealth. And I know that our very next guest is going to talk about that. I know that several of the guests are probably going to talk about how this was such a very powerful wealth transition for them. And so I hear the same story with you.
Yeah. I mean, you get a mortgage and you can call it your rent stays the same. It doesn't go up.
Yeah.
I mean, unless, you know, property taxes go up, but
and that happens.
Stabilizes your the price of your expenses.
Yeah. So it makes it a little bit more fixed.
Yes.
Therefore a little bit more predictable.
Yes.
And the other cool thing is as the value of that home goes up, so does yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas when you're renting a property, if you own that and I was renting it and I was paying you $2,500 a month, every month I'm paying $2,500, I only have permission to stay there for another 30 days.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Very true.
And if that property goes from $165,000 in value to $320,000 in value in the next 5 or 10 years, I'm still paying you rent and I acquired none of that.
No equity at all.
Yeah. And it's not fair because I'm actually paying the bill.
That's true.
So Matt's over here saying, so change that, you know?
Yeah.
And what's cool is you, you and your wife, leveraged a community-based program to help inspire homeownership.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
To get started.
That's right.
Our foot in the door.
Well, Matt, it's been an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Justin. You're finally doing a great job.
Finally turning around and talking to me on the microphone.
That's right.
This is the Flat at Home Show, where we talk about real estate, inspiration, education, and information every weekend. I'm excited about the show where we talk to first-time buyers. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Flathead, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always,
welcome home.